Hi. Hello. Hello there. Yes. Yes, it's me. Yes. Yes, that's right. Linda James. Your internet acquaintance. Yes, that's right. Hello. Hello. Thanks for coming. Thank you for coming. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Yes. Yes. This is a new take on an old show. So it's a new show. It's a new show. This is our premiere episode, if you will. Yes. Yes, that's right. We had a little preview, and now we're in the premiere. Yes. Internet acquaintance. That's the show with Linda James. Not a doctor, not a detective. Just your internet acquaintance. Just another dummy on the internet, you know? You know, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Take everything I say with a grain of salt, because I'm what? Just your internet acquaintance. Yes, hello, welcome. Welcome to the show. Oh, it's good to be here. It's good to be here. Yes, yes, yes. What are we going to do here? Did you just ask? Well, I'll tell you. What we're going to do here on Internet Acquaintance is I'm just going to chat. I'm just going to chat with you. This is just like a phone call or a voice memo, a very long voice memo from somebody that you sort of know, you know? And I have things to say about nothing in particular. So, you know, great for if you're, you know, if you're an artist and you're doing some drawing, you know? If you're, you know, if you're maybe sitting on the couch needlepointing, crocheting, knitting. If you're doing the dishes, this is great. Or, you know, if you're getting an MRI, you know, and you just want to chill out, this is a perfect show for that, because I, you know, I'm just gonna warble on like this, you know. Maybe we'll talk about something important at some point, sometimes, but mostly we're just gonna take it easy. We're just gonna take it easy and just chat. We're gonna like maybe fade in with a little royalty-free music, maybe fade up sometimes, maybe fade down, you know. I was gonna play music the whole time, but it annoyed me. It annoyed me, so we're not going to do it. Maybe sometimes, you know. This is an experiment, mostly. This is mostly an experiment. Yes, 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 yes. So, you know, it's also true that if we are going to talk about nothing in particular, then I think it's important that before we begin, we say that Black Lives Matter, that Black Trans Lives Matter, that all Black Lives Matter. It's time to end violence and hatred against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. Let's get some gun control in here, you know. Medicare for all, you know, write to your representatives, call them on the phone, leave a message, you know, there's all sorts of ways for you to voice your opinion to make this chaotic, toxic American environment that we're in, a little bit better, perhaps, you know. Global warming, also real. Get vaccinated. You know, it's just some things to consider. Just some things to consider, you know. But hey, I'm just your internet acquaintance, you know. I'm just your internet acquaintance. And normalize therapy. Normalize therapy. Go to therapy. You might love it, you know. It's fun. You know, it's not always fun, but it's fun in the long run, you know. This shit's been rough. Do something good for your long-term mental health, you know. It's stressful being in America. If you're not in America, very few of you, most of the audience here is in America, but if you're not in America, God bless, you know, God bless. If you need something too, let me know. I'll put it in the line of intros, you know? Thanks for coming. Raise the minimum wage. I don't know. I could go on, but we're gonna stop the important stuff there, and now we're just gonna like ease in to just chat, you know, just chat, and You know, I'm checking my notes here. You know, I write down things to chat about. And number one on the list is that recently, you know, recently, I'm going to have some water. I bought a Brita. I bought a new Brita, and I'm very proud of it. This is not the thing I was going to tell you, but the water made me remember it. I bought the Brita that's not just like a rectangle. It's like a pitcher, you know? We're living life here. We're finally living. I got the pitcher Brita. And you know what's impressive about it? You know, like what I found out from reading the instructions, which is a good thing to do when you buy an appliance or anything, is that you, you know, you may be, you know, harming your Brita, or not harming it, but decreasing the longevity of your filter if you're just turning on the faucet right on top of that filter and just shoving the water down there. This Brita has a slope where you fill it that covers a little feature inside is that the filter is covered and it makes the water go down at an angle. And so it prevents you from doing that. Isn't that nice? That's a new experience for me. It's the middle of the day. It's actually not the middle of the day. It's early in the evening, but the sun is out. It's springtime and the sun is out still. And so like, it's busy on the freeway, which I live very near. So you may hear that in the background. I tried. I said, what is that humming sound while I'm recording? And I turned off everything I could. The refrigerator is loud. I'll give you that. I turned off everything I could and it was still there. And I said, oh, it's the freeway. This is an experiment. You know, everything's an experiment. Just go with it. So here we are. I'm in an okay mood. It's time to record. You know what I'm saying? So what was the thing I was going to tell you? My friend, my internet acquaintance. Let's not get too close. Okay, internet acquaintance. Recently, and by recently I mean in 2019, I purchased a deodorant from one of the biggest natural deodorant brands. Now, my skin... I am a bit of a hippie, if you will, to begin with, but regardless, my skin cannot take like a chemical mass market deodorant. So I went to, you know, I wanted to try the very popular deodorant that's often advertised on things like podcasts. They're never advertising on here, I'll tell you what, because I didn't like it. I ordered one and the fragrance was not what I expected. It was very sporty. And I was looking for something very herbal, you know? And so I felt that it was misrepresented in the item description. And so what did I do? I emailed the company. And they... Of course, they did have great customer service, I'll say that. And they said, sure, pick another one. So I picked another one. And it came. And I didn't like that one either. but I wore it for a while. And so, you know, since the pandemic, I just haven't worn deodorant because, like, I'm not working. Nobody's smelling me. I don't care. So recently I thought about, you know, what will I do when the world opens up and I perhaps have to wear deodorant again? I mean, I don't have to, but if I continue to do the same job, it helps. So I looked in the cabinet. And I said, I have all the ingredients right here, sweetie. I have everything I need. I will say, first of all, that the one I bought was not Schmitz, because I love Schmitz, but I'm just frugal. I'm a frugalista. And I said, I'm not buying another deodorant after two did me dirty. And Schmitz, it's hard to find the scents that I really love sometimes in the supermarket or something. Could I go online? Sure. But that's why I just didn't even think about it. That's for me. That's probably too much information. We're acquaintances. We're internet acquaintances. You don't need to know that. But I'll tell you that I have made deodorant before. It didn't turn out that great. But I knew that I had the ingredients, and I said, let's give it a whirl, okay? I've got a tub of coconut oil, a bag of arrowroot powder, baking soda, and essential oils. That's it. They're making big bucks off of nothing, you know? Stuff I have in the cabinet. And I said, this is the time. This is the place. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. So, tweak the recipe as you need to, but I'm going to tell you what I did. Last time I made deodorant, it just didn't. I think I used arrowroot and I didn't do baking soda. I think I used something else, perhaps, with the coconut oil. And it didn't work for this body, but whatever I did was actually, it turned out to be a great hair product for short hair, you know? Arrowroot powder can be used as a dry shampoo. Like if you're a natural person and you just want to do a little dry shampoo, like a light, it's of course better on lighter hair because it is white, but you can also, dark haired beauties, you could use cocoa powder, no sugar, not sugar, just raw cocoa powder, as a dry shampoo. Brilliant. So here's what I did. Quite a while ago, actually, I made a great purchase, which is metal mixing bowls that stack inside of each other. They've got lids. They're fabulous. I took one of the metal bowls, okay? Okay, I think this is part of the key to my success is the method. I took one of the metal bowls. I turned on the burner on the stove. Not too high, I don't think. I think I just turned it on medium, you know, just to get her warm, get her going. And I measured out my ingredients very loosely. I mean, as I went. And basically, I took... Let me try to remember because this was a couple of weeks ago. I think I took 5 tablespoons of coconut oil, put it in the bowl. Now, I didn't put the bowl on top of the burner directly. I held it in my hand above. So there was space between, I don't want to burn my beautiful bowl. So there's space between, but it's still getting warm. It was getting just warm enough to melt the coconut oil. Now, what I did is like probably a baby food size jar's worth of deodorant, you know, around that, like that small little 2-inch high sort of mason jar sort of deal. 5 tablespoons of coconut oil into the thing. And then I did 2 tablespoons of arrowroot powder and 2 tablespoons of baking soda. And holding it above the burner, but the burner on, I just let it melt and I mixed it together, beautiful consistency. And then I took just a couple, very few drops of essential oil. It depends on what you're using though. You know, I personally, I like to smell like a tick repellent. So I used clove oil. It smells like the wood. It smells nice, but just clove is harsh. So just like boop, boop. 1-2 drops, boop, boop, just a boop, boop, you know? If you're using like, bergamot, that's easy on the skin. You can probably go hog wild. Do the research though. I'm the internet acquaintance. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a apothecarist. I'm just a basement dweller. I'm literally a basement dweller. So, you know, do your research. But what I did was like 2 drops of clove oil in this mixture. Maybe 3. But it's a lot. That's a lot of coconut oil for that as a carrier, you know? So it's been fine for me. that may burn your skin off. So be careful. Lavender is also a possible burn your skin off type of deal. So be careful. You're going to need a carrier oil with some essential oils like lavender and clove, you know? So where was I? Ah, yes. I mixed it up. I put it in the tin. Not the tin, the glass jar. It's like a dream. It's actually one of the best deodorants I've ever used. Truly, truly, truly. And I have a teapot, okay? I have an electric kettle that is like the love of my life, but I have a teapot that is like not used, and it was a hand-me-down, and it just, you know, it got dusty and stuff. So I took the lid off of it, cleaned it up real nice, put the metal lid on top of the deodorant jar on my vanity. I'm using finger quotes because I mean ledge under the bathroom sink. That's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's classy. It's elegant. It cost me pennies on the dollar. Okay? And that's like enough deodorant for probably through 2022, you know? I was proud of myself because it worked, you know? Yes. What else is in my little book? Okay. Official appliance update. You may be aware that I made a life-changing purchase of a portable washing machine that I wash launder all of my clothes in now. It's a fabulous device, so you can look it up. This might have the one with the spinner. So it gets things pretty dry, and then I just hang them up to dry, and it's fabulous. I love it. Her name is Pamela, yes. And Pamela has been good to me. I j'adore. I feel freedom, is what I feel. I know that if I have to, I can move anywhere. And I won't care because I have a portable clothes washer. I also have a portable dishwasher, but we'll talk about that another time. You know her. What was your name? Denise? Denise the dishwasher. Pamela Denise Anderson. That's right. So Pamela, the thing about the portable washer that I think I told you is that you get a really intimate look at the lint in your life that comes off of the clothes because the lint, Pamela's lint trap. I'm sorry to tell you, Pamela. Pamela's lint trap is leave something to be desired. It does essentially nothing. It's like, you know, the water goes around. There's this little like rectangular piece on the side that has a little, you know, holes in it. It sifts through. The lint's supposed to go in the washing cycle, and it's supposed to catch it in there. It doesn't. There's no, I open it and check it. It says check every time. And I open it and check it and there's no lint. So, you know, I have a very fine screened, what would you call that? Like my bathtub. I have a very fine screened drain, strainer. And so that does a fine job. You know, I imagine if you don't do that and you have a portable washing machine, your pipes are going to become clogged with just so much lint. So much lint comes off of your clothes. And so, you know, one of the drawbacks, you know, it takes a little longer. It takes shorter and longer at the same time to do your clothes in the portable. And one of the things that you have to do is you have to clear the lint out of your trap or your bathtub's not going to drain. So there is another device to help with that. Now, some people will put a piece of pantyhose over the drain hose and just let all the lint collect in there and boop, you know, a fabulous idea. What I did is I got these like lint traps that float inside of the washer. Okay. And they're like wind socks, but without a hole at the end. And they just like, while they're spinning, floating in there, they just catch all the lint. And they sure do. I still have to clean the lint, the sifter in the drain just one time, before it was like four times. Because your water looks dirt, like filthy, but it's not. It's lint. The water is full of lint. So I got the traps, and I'm happy to report that I got the ones. Maybe there's other ones, but these are the main ones that you get. They look like Marsha Brady, Flower Power, perfect little 60s, 70s daisies. The foam flotation device on these windsock lint traps. Water socks, I guess they are. And it's really, really helped Pamela function. And me function, quite frankly. And that's probably one of the most boring stories someone will tell you this week, but I can't tell you how much joy it brings me. My bathroom trash can is like essentially a lint receptacle now. Like, it's all I do is throw lint in there. Like, I'm talking ping. If I gather up all the lint from one load of like a typical wash, I'm not talking towels here, I'm talking just like shirts, pants, stuff like that. You got like a good ping pong golf ball sized wad of lint. How do the clothes even remain? You know, it's amazing that we're not walking all around in like completely sheer garments, because the amount of lint that comes off your clothes that Pamela has informed me about is absurd. It's absurd, you know? So Pamela and I are doing great. She's in the tub right now. I keep looking because sometimes when I need to take a shower, I take it out and I put it in the I'm in a studio apartment. There's no hallway, but in the hallway to the bathroom. She's great. I highly recommend it. If you're a small space dweller, if you're off the grid, if you're off the grid, okay, this is, Pamela and I are in for the long haul. If I have to move into a tiny house or a mobile home at some point, she's coming with me, you know? I don't need to get married because I have Pamela, okay? There's my companion for the rest of my life right there. Everything else is just gravy. Like, we may be in a relationship, but my heart belongs to Pamela. So Pamela, you know, maybe you go to a campground in the summertime, you know, and you rent an RV, you bring an RV, and you want to wash your clothes and not go to the laundromat, you can plug in Pamela. Maybe even, you know, you got to get probably an adapter or something. I mean, plug it into the cigarette lighter. No, just kidding. You plug it in, or, you know, plug it into your solar panel. I've seen people on YouTube do that. They're solar powered using Pamela's. And they sell biodegradable detergent. You just drain her out into the dirt. You're just using easy minerals, you know? One of the best things I've ever purchased. I kick myself every day. Early days in the pandemic, when I was stripping down practically outside and putting everything in a bag to wash in the washing machine, bleaching the floor on my way to the washing machine in my building. I should have just had Pamela, you know, but. I was worried about money. We were all worried. It was rough. It was a rough time. Go to therapy. So Pamela's doing great. We're having a lot of fun. Denise is okay too. Denise, you know, she's a hand-me-down dishwasher. So I cleaned her real good, and I'm just gonna clean her several more times inside, and by that I mean pour bleach inside of her and let it run, because sometimes I wonder about her guts, the ones I couldn't get to. You okay, Denise? She's got her mouth open right now looking at me. I just did a load and then opened the door to let the steam out. Denise? Now, if I'm talking about Pamela and Denise, you may of course, be then wondering, how's Rebecca? For anyone who's new here, Rebecca is my kombucha SCOBY. And she's good. She's good. She came back from vacation. Okay. There's two Rebeccas. I was brewing gallons at a time. And then things got out of hand and I just couldn't tend to them as I was in a depressive episode. And so I won't lie to you. It got a little vinegary in here. You know? So, but it was fine. She's healthy as can be. I tell you, I got two SCOBYs that are thick, thick with two C's. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous. One went to Olani and one went to the All Suite Omni Hotel. They went on vacation. And when they came back, I said, girls, we're taking a break. And by taking a break, I mean you guys are going on a spa treatment. And when I say you guys are going on a spa treatment, I mean that I'm going to put you in the fridge. And we're going to call it a cryogenic chamber. We're going to freeze your beauty right where it is. I'm not freezing them, but I'm putting, they're just in jars and they're in the fridge. They're waiting to be born again. They're doing great. I see them. I say, hi, girls, when I go for like a tortilla, And I'm cleaning your jars. I'm cleaning your bottles. Everything's getting clean and everything's going to chill out for a minute. And then we're doing one Rebecca at a time. So if you are in the Seattle area and you are interested in one of the fattest with a pH, okay, kombucha. Do kids even know what that means anymore? Is fat with a pH like even on the minds of the young people in any way? Like cool stuck around. I don't think from cool daddy-o. Everyone knows cool, that became part of our language, but fat with a pH, I don't think they know. So It's important to specify that these are pretty hot and tempting SCOBYs, okay? And if you're in the Seattle area, the Pacific Northwest, or you're rolling through, I may in fact have a SCOBY for you. I do have a dream that all up and down the West Coast, SCOBYs related to my SCOBY will exist. And I know of at least four in existence. Hello, Weird Deer. Hello, Masayo. I highly doubt you're listening, Pudding, but hello. So let me know. You can reach me at lindajamesproductions@gmail.com. So Rebecca's well. She's getting her cryo done. She's, it's a long-term process. It's as long as I decide. But I may brew again soon. You got months. They can be in there for months in the cryo. So see you soon, girls. it's a little bit like Pee-wee's Playhouse with the appliances in here. A long-term effect of isolation. So your inanimate objects develop personalities and names. The Rebeccas, they're who? Pamela, reliable. Denise, we're still getting to know each other. We're still, I took her out of the trash. We're still getting to know each other. What else? The Brita's name? Did you just ask? Thank you, internet acquaintance. I haven't come up with one yet, but Brita seems like the obvious choice, Do I have any other new appliances? No. I am in love with my air filter. Errol. Yep. He responded. What else do I got? Well, hey. Do you want to talk about films for a minute? Do you want to talk about films? Do you want to talk about cinema? Okay. On a previous episode of one of the numerous shows that we've done on this channel, the Cool Comfort Pod, the WCCP Radio, DeLinda, DeFrazier, we spoke of that I watched the DC Comics movies because I just hadn't. And I very much enjoyed Batman versus Superman. And I sort of, I said that I watched Justice League and that I had zero expectations, the lowest expectations. And I thought it was all right. I thought it was good. I kind of liked it. It was fine. You know, but I've literally rock bottom expectations for a DC film because I'm a Marvel girl, you know? But I will say that I watched... I so don't watch DC movies that I thought the 3-hour cut that I was watching, the extended cut, was the Snyder cut. But it was not. I can tell you it very much was not. I watched the 4-hour Snyder cut and I didn't take a break. I plowed straight through, and I'm here to tell you that it was much better than the original. And they needed 4 hours. He needed 4 hours to do that story. And basically, something that I didn't realize in the first one is that Cyborg, there's no backstory. Like, Cyborg is done so dirty and his whole thing is cut out. And I am not part of the online conversation around that. So I was not aware of that. And the awareness that I had around that was that when Cyborg's part came on in the original film, the original version, I was like doing dishes, you know? And I was intrigued. I said, who's Cyborg? Let's watch what they do with Cyborg, blah, yada, yada. And I remember saying to myself, did I miss something? Truly, because like he just jumps in and there's this big elaborate story that's like, there's a backstory that I don't know, you know? And it's like everything's condensed down to like a quick little flash of something, you know? And I sat down and I rewinded it. And I was like, huh. I was like, well, I don't know what's going on here, but sure, okay. And I was like, and I thought to myself, shh, because I don't watch DC films, that this must have been a character in another film. And the audience who likes these films knows the backstory, and I'm just a dummy. So let's proceed and just go with it, you know? But no, it was a poor choice. And Cyborg, this is like half as someone online that I was watching. I don't remember of the hundreds of Justice League breakdowns that I watched. Said is that this is like half a Justice League movie remake and half a Cyborg movie because they finally gave him the backstory that he deserves. And he did. It was lovely. It got me more so into DC. And I will say, you know, and that sucked because Cyborg is the black lead of this film. And so they just threw him in. And like, you know, Joss Whedon, just take that sigh and go with it. The disappointment in the film. They did the island of Wonder Woman. They did better. Cyborg was better. Everything. I hate Ben Affleck. I mean, I don't know that I hate Ben Affleck. I'm not a fan of Ben Affleck, and I'm not I've soured on Batman over the years because essentially, you know, just Batman, use that money for something else. You've got this is a hobby. You may hear a dog barking upstairs. There's like the people there, the upstairs apartment over me is vacant most of the year, but this family must all be vaccinated and they're having spring break together. And every time they leave, the dog just barks the whole time. So if you hear that in the background, enjoy. Yeah, I don't even want to. It's done. We're done with Justice League. It's done. It's over. Enjoy it. Watch it. I recommend the 4-hour Justice League. They cut it up into like episodes, so you can stop every 30 minutes essentially, and take a break and come back tomorrow if you'd like to. Or just plow through. Just plow through. I did, and I enjoyed it. So like, I didn't even think like, oh, when is this over? You know? Oh, I was talking about Batman. I have a distaste for Batman, and I have a distaste for Ben Affleck, and so when you put those things together, I think he did a brilliant job. I think he was good. I like Ben Affleck's Batman because I don't like Ben Affleck and I don't like Batman. So there you go. What I will say, though, in regards to cinema, is that last night I watched the premiere of Godzilla vs. Kong. And I'll tell you that I am a fan of both Godzilla and Kong. When the new sort of Godzilla reboot started in like 2014, it came out on my birthday, I think, and I went and saw it in 3D. And I had liked Godzilla a bit as a kid, but I was not a Godzilla stan. But I came out of that film an Aaron Taylor Johnson stan and a Godzilla stan. And he's no longer in it. I think maybe he dies. I don't know. He just didn't come back, maybe. But I've liked all of the Godzilla films since, and I've liked all of the Kong films, you know, even more so every time. And the new Godzilla vs. Kong is a delightful joyride. If you have HBO Max access to it, I guess you could rent it too on probably many Redbox or something. I say, watch it. It's fun. It's totally fun. I am Team Godzilla. But I'll tell you, they really made you love Kong. They really made you love Kong in this. I wish I could spoil it. I wish I could spoil it, but I won't. But I won't. They make you love everyone. Millie Bobby Brown is there. One of the Skarsgårds there. True Blood Skarsgård's there. Alexander? Is that him? Alexander Skarsgård? Is that his name? And then there's Bill. I don't keep track of the Skarsgård. One of the Skarsgårds is there. It's just fun to say Skarsgård. How come the Skarsgårds aren't in a Thor film? But wouldn't that make sense? You know? Maybe I'll tell you what I'm excited for is Love and Thunder, where Natalie Portman's going to be Thor. And that is going to be my shit. I hope that I will go back to the theater for that when we've reached herd immunity. I will wear my mask even if it's 2025 and they're like, the air is cleaner than ever, which we won't be, but I'll be in my fake glasses and my mask at an 11 a.m. showing 6 months after it comes out, having the time of my life. I cannot wait for Thor Love and Thunder. Natalie Portman as Thor. Okay, that's all we need to say. That's all we need to say. If you can't tell that the MCU has become just a wonderful escape during this pandemic time. If you're like, I don't like superhero movies, You should try it. You're gonna probably like it. Now, Iron Man is an asshole, okay? Unlikable. It's a redemptive arc. Know that in advance. It's a redemptive arc for Iron Man because he's like Batman. He's another rich asshole. But Captain America, I also thought I was gonna absolutely hate, but Captain America First Avenger is a great film, and all the other Captain America films. I'm quite enjoying Winter Soldier, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Sam and Bucky. As we in the note call it, Sam and Bucky. I'm quite enjoying that as well. Yes, yes, yes. Before we go, I have one last thing. I got an email a while back from Richie, one of our listeners here, one of our internet acquaintances. Richie, hi Richie, hi. Richie emailed me at lindajamesproductions@gmail.com, and so we're gonna get to it. He said, hi Linda, how's your Animal Crossing journey going? It's going great, Richie. Thank you for asking. I'm back on the cross. I took a little break. I missed a little bit of the winter months, but spring has me back in the Animal Crossing, and we're gonna do a peruse together. Let me see. I've just opened up my island, and I'll let you know who's on the island currently in Comfy Town. It's just booting up. There's cherry blossoms currently. I've really taken to like getting to every inch. I am an S tier island. That is the highest tier. I recently learned about S tier. I said, what the fuck is this S tier? But in, you know, online ranking of things, that's higher than an A, you know? So we're doing great on the island. I've got, you know, things planted. I have too many flowers. In fact, I have too many flowers. They keep growing and I need to do a little landscaping. That's a lot of what we're doing these days is landscaping, which I enjoy. It's taking forever to load. I'm looking at the little palm tree in the water. Of course, if you don't know, Animal Crossing is a simulation game where you're building an island and you've got inhabitants on the island. They're animals and you can talk to them and have a lovely time and build things, etc. So currently we're in spring. The cherry blossoms are looking great. And I just want to, I never play handheld. Let me go to the map and I'll tell you who's on my island. Comfy Town's residents are me. Of course, Muffy is still on the island. I adore Muffy and she is never leaving. Okay. Muffy is a ram. She's got purple fleece. Muffy's a brain, you know. Muffy gets all the like soundboards, engineering equipment, computer equipment. She likes to tinker, is what I think about Muffy. She's the only resident with a pool. She was on the island since the beginning. It was her and then that jock. We got rid of him quickly. Everyone on my island is queer, I'm gonna say, but Muffy is queer. Muffy, I think she works at a restaurant. I'm not sure how she gets to the restaurant because we're on an island and there's no boats, but she's, you know, occasionally she wears her you know, maitre d' outfit. But she, you know, in her spare time she likes to tinker and she's got beachfront property and she's, you know, she's a little bit of a Rowan Morgenstern. She's a little sarcastic, and she's not taking no guff from anybody. Next, we have Meringue. Meringue's been on the island for a long time. Meringue is a rhinoceros, and she's got a strawberry for a horn, and she's a baker. She's a baker. She's got like a soft interior to her. Everything's a little bit pinkish, you know. Muffy's house. Muffy is a lot like me. Muffy's got a lot of toys around. Muffy is an adult with plushes and, you know, I think she has some trauma in her youth and she's working it out, but she's a genius. She's absolutely brilliant. Meringue, very well adjusted. Also lesbian vibes. She's a baker. I'll say she has one of the nicest properties. She's got a rocking chair up front. She's got a work table around the side if you want to build anything. She's got also beachfront property. She lives next to Shep. Shep is our next resident. Shep is the shaggy-haired dog. He is a musician. He's got like a log cabin vibe in his house. He just asked me today, how should I greet you? And I said, sister. So he's saying sister. Is one of his catchphrases now. It's like, that's like dated to me. That's why it's funny, because it's dated. and he, you know, he's a gay hippie. He's a gay hippie. Who loves to play his guitar. And next we have Frigga. Frigga is probably, don't tell Muffy, but Frigga is a favorite of mine. Frigga's a diva. She's one of our snooty villagers, and she gets all the most embellished outfits. I just gave her a bathrobe today because I thought it'd be funny for her to walk around in a bathrobe. She calls me Puss. She says, hi, Puss. Which is like a Wigs by Vanity thing that I stole from her. You know, she's a penguin. Her house is an igloo, you know, igloo inside. One of the things I wonder about her house is if I'm just not seeing an imaginary wall, or if her toilet, she's chosen to put her toilet right in the middle of the apartment. Because her toilet's right in the middle of her apartment. I'm not gonna, how else can I say it? But she's a lot of fun. She's a diva. She's glamorous. She lives by the waterfall. She's got, you know, the last house next to the waterfall and this little secondary development I've got going on. Next is Raymond. Raymond is a cat with two different color eyes. He's a workaholic. His house is an office building. I had to give him a bunk bed to put in there because I said, Raymond, you can't just sleep at your desk. You cannot just sleep at your desk. You have to, you gotta have something, you know? So he said, fine. He took the bunk bed. He enjoyed it. He's got paper. He gets a lot of paperwork. You know, that's what a lot of his gifts are, the homework sets. And he gets, you know, when a blazer comes through, he'll get that. But he also gets, like, you know, he'll take a white leather jacket with a pink shirt under it. You know what I'm saying? He's also queer. Frigga's pan, you know? Frigga is just like, she's a free spirit. You know, you're not putting your rules on Frigga. And Raymond is, you know, he's an uptight homosexual. I will say that. Next is Felicity. I didn't know how I was going to feel about Felicity, but I love her. She's a cat. She's got a little red bob. She gets like any mod sort of shift dress, it's going to Felicity. Felicity makes no bones about it. She wants to be a star. She wants to be a star, and she is going to do whatever it takes. Her house is lovely inside. She's got it like, it's kind of like a meadow, you know? It's like grassy. I don't know if it's a green carpet or if it's grass, but it's lovely. She's also a singer, but you know, if you've got an acting role, she'll take it. Next is Coco. Coco's technically a rabbit, but she's also a ghost. She, I believe, is a one of those terracotta sort of death idols. But she's a bunny. She's a good time. She loves, like, you know, if you've got like a coverall type of dress, like an overall situation, she's like a smock. She's a simple girl, but she's goth. Okay. Her whole yard, she's got a skulls ever. She's got a skull radio outside. She's got a skull door hanger, door mount. She's got a jack-o'-lantern outside all year long. It doesn't matter if it's Halloween or not. But she's, you know, she's upbeat. She's just, cause she's goth doesn't mean that she's got a depressed personality. She is upbeat. And then we've got Igly. I'm not going to lie to you. Igly is going to be the first to go when somebody's got to go. And he's going to ask me to go first. I know he is, because he knows that I pay the least attention to him. He's a jock. He's cute. He's also got an igloo house, and he's got popsicles inside. But, you know how jock villagers are. They just want to talk about working out. And it's triggering Iggy. I don't like it. I don't want to. I want good vibes only. And don't put your workout regimen on me. He's always talking about weights and stuff. And I'm just not as interested. Next is a very new villager named Kiki. Kiki is a black cat. I've got a lot of cat villagers. I have 1, 2, 3. I've got 3 cat villagers currently. I went hunting for villagers, for dreamies, you know, on different islands. It's part of the game when you have a vacancy. And I just saw a black cat from behind, and I said, yep, yes, 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 yes. I didn't even look at Kiki's face. I just said yes to Kiki, and I invited her to stay on the island. And then she turned around, and Kiki, I actually don't know what Kiki's gender is. They turned around, and their eyes, you know how cats look at you with like big eyes, like like if I could make a sound to go with the eyes, as you know, wide as saucers, bright yellow eyes. That's Kiki. And I, when Kiki turned around, I went, But I love it. I love Kiki. We're getting to know each other. I don't know that much about Kiki because we're still getting to know each other. Kiki lives next to Frigga. They're getting along just fine. And finally is our newest villager, Poppy. Poppy is an adorable squirrel. Hey, squirrel friend. Also, I don't know much about her, but I can tell you that I love the interior of Poppy's house. Poppy lives in like an autumnal fantasy. The floor is like fallen leaves. The walls are autumn trees. And the furniture is wood. She sleeps on a wooden recliner, you know. She's fabulous. She seems very nice, but I don't know her that well. So if you'd like to visit my island, there is an updated version. I don't know if Poppy's there. But I updated it recently, and my dream access code is, get a pen. Did I say that too aggressively? Get a pen. Is DA dash. I think the DA is in there, but it's 0495-9725-5708 if you'd like to visit me on my island. I mean, you won't visit me. You'll visit a dream version. If you don't play the game, you can go to sleep. And then this lady will be like, do you want to go somewhere? Do you want to dream? And you say, sure. And she'll either bring you to a random island or you can go to your friend's island using this ridiculously long code. And you can just walk around your friend's island in a dream state and like see what's happening there. So, yeah, it's lovely. We're having a great time. I find it to be a very relaxing game. It's good for my anxiety. I like games, especially where I can just put down the controller and not leave it on and not think about it. Like, I can take a break without something coming to like end my game or eliminate my character, you know? And you can just sit there forever, just staring into the distance on Animal Crossing, listening to the lo-fi music, you know? So, j'adore. Let me cancel out. Let me close out. Yep, save my progress. We're all wrapped up. Save and end. Cool. Great. Fascinating stuff, right? Richie also wrote me a question, so I'm going to take a look at it. Now, Richie, remember, I am not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a detective, I am not a love expert by any means, but I do have a microphone. So I will give you my opinion, but bear in mind that I'm only but your internet acquaintance, you know, so take it with a grain of salt. Now, Richie said, dear Delinda, a nice throwback. Let me turn off my game. Dear Delinda, I put the Nintendo Switch on top of the remote control and I've turned on the television. Okay, just over there. Dear Delinda, I'm a gay man in my 30s who has never been in a relationship. And COVID has been adding salt to the room. Can I have some life planning advice? And can you play a tune for unrequited love? Many thanks, Richie. Now, Richie, I doubt that you've listened to the program in many, many months, I think, because I haven't done Delinda in a long time, and you wrote this in February. But I appreciate it, nonetheless. And so we will play some royalty-free music while I answer your question. Let's fade into that right now. Okay, yes, good, here it comes. Richie. Take your time. I too have looked at the internet to see if there's anyone around that I might want to talk to or be in a relationship with, and the results of that search will remain confidential at this time. It does give me some experience in dating in a pandemic. And it's a great time to take it slow, Richie. I will say first, you know, the GPS hookup apps that are very popular may not be the place to look, you know, because it seems like you're looking for something more substantial. And all of those people are also on every other app. Everyone's on every app. So, like, just go on Tinder, because I think that it's the best thing for what you're looking for. Match.com is going to want you to spend money, and it's going to be a waste. And I can tell you that from experience, because everyone's just on Tinder and it's better. And nobody's on Match. And I mean, some people are, but it's not all the same people are on Tinder, and you don't have to pay, and etc. You know, so just download Tinder, first of all. And then you're going to go through. I don't know where you are, Richie, so, like, if there's something better than Tinder, you can email me. Email me at lindajamesproductions@gmail.com. You know the address. Download Tinder. Get in mind what you're looking for. The vibe, you know? Who you are as well. What your interests are. What might be a nice connector with others. Get what kind of relationship. Are you looking for monogamy? Are you looking to have an open relationship? All these questions you need to sort of think about for yourself and have an answer. If you really want to get into a relationship, just be clear on what your needs, wants, and all of that are on a base level. Of course, you're going to develop new needs and wants as you get into this adventure. Or they're going to refine or change, you know? Go on Tinder. You look at the person. You look at the face. You're gonna make your nice profile. You're gonna do all your stuff. You can actually even send me a screenshot, Richie, and I'll say thumbs up or not. I've done this for many people, and I think I'm a pretty good judge of Tinders. But, you know, remember, Richie, I am nothing but your internet acquaintance. I'm just some dummy on the internet. So, like, don't go to a trusted friend. And show them your profile, and they'll say, yes, that is you. You want to make sure there's a good representation of you, and that you're sort of not that you're going to do this, but, like, something I notice on some profiles is they say what they don't like, and, like, it's not a good way to go about it. You got to, like, you know, say what you like, you know, and what makes you happy, all that stuff. You should tell your interests, not your dislikes. Okay, you're going to get your profile together. It's going to be lovely. You're going to have a nice, clear face picture that is an accurate representation of how handsome you are. And then you're going to go into this, and you're going to, honestly, you're going to look at that person, you're going to look at that face, and you're going to say, you know, hot, and we're not talking about hot or not, we're talking about, do I want to look at this face? You know, do I want to look at this face for a week, a month, a year, forever? You know, and if it's a no, it's a no, you know, and so you swipe left. And if it's a yes or a maybe, then you continue reading the profile. And then from there, you'll either say, oh God, no, if it doesn't match with your interest, or you'll say yes, and you'll swipe right. And the beautiful thing about Tinder is that you're both swiping right, and you're being matched based on that. So you're not wasting your time with people that don't want to talk to you. You are getting people who are interested in you, you know? And then from there, you know, you're going to chat, you're going to have a conversation and all that. And I'm going to tell you some revolutionary advice for pandemic dating is that it is perfectly acceptable and absolutely a good idea to video chat first. It is available technology, and you can absolutely, you don't even have to, you know, put on real pants. You can be in sweatpants looking, you know, in a nice shirt that you like, your favorite shirt, just chat like we're doing right now, Richie, like we're doing right now. Set up, you know, tell them whatever your COVID, maybe you're like, I don't care about COVID. Well, I do, Richie. And so we're not meeting until I'm really sure I like you. And if that's not okay with you, then that's not, you're not the one for me, you know? And this is my personal advice and experience. So do what you want. But I say, I'm a big fan of video chatting first. Do one video date. Do your first date as a video date. And then you can say, I really like this person. And then you can, like, I don't know what your vaccination status is. I don't know what their vaccination status is. I don't know, a million things. But, you know, like, meet in a park, meet in a nice public outdoor place where nobody's going to get COVID and wear your mask right now. Because we're talking pandemic specific dating. In a year, this advice might change. But, yeah. Like, see who you really like, put out there what you really want, chat a little online, and say, hey, do you want to take this to a video? Do you want to set up a video date? They'll probably say, yes, that sounds great, because it's going to save everyone the hassle of going somewhere. And, like, you might really hit it off on the video chat, you know? Take your time, go at your own pace. Of course, I'm also telling you my pace. Your pace might be different. But I say, go on Tinder. Here's my advice in easy steps. Go on Tinder. Be honest about what you like and don't like. Find somebody you're interested in, that's interested in you. And video chat first. And then from there, you know, you guys decide what's best for you, how everyone feels. You'll hopefully find someone with the same values around health and safety that you do. And just get that all out there, you know, like, be honest. Be honest. Go with your gut. Have fun. And have fun, Richie. Yeah, there's, like, you're doing great. You're right on time. A mantra that I really work with these days is, you're right on time, you know? Slow progress is progress, you know? You've done everything right for Richie. Now, go date online and see if they're someone you'd like to meet in person. Take it slow. If they're right for you, they're gonna meet you at whatever your thing is, and you're both gonna have a great time and feel safe and happy. Does that sound good? Is that good advice? If it's not, I'm just your internet acquaintance. Forget it. Throw it away. Ask somebody else. You know, I'll just be here playing my Animal Crossing, and you can throw that advice in the trash. But I highly recommend it. I'll tell you from experience that I went on a video date and I thought, you're nice. And then very quickly after that, we found out we weren't right for each other, you know? And we never met in person, you know? And that was a great experience because We got it out of the way, you know? We did it. We investigated in a safe way, and we didn't even have to waste time with, not that they were wasting time, but you know what I mean? Like, it didn't cost me a thing. We had a lovely conversation, and then we didn't have another conversation because it didn't work out. Because they got irritated at me. Because I didn't text them back fast enough. And I said, this isn't going to work out. And it had been under 24 hours, Richie. So, like, you see these things. You see these things. Clearly this is a problem for you. You know, it's not going to work out with us. So, is it too much information? He doesn't listen. He won't even know. I didn't even say anything. Oh, God. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. Hasn't this been fun? This is Internet Acquaintance. Isn't this a fun time? If it's not, don't come back. You know, like, it's all, do what's best for you. But thanks for listening. If you'd like to support this show with a financial contribution, you can at anchor.fm/LindaJames/support. I believe that is the link. I always think, is that the link? And I think it is. So, yeah, or you can Venmo me at the Linda James. Yeah, good times. Thanks for listening. Olive juice.